You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Mobilization of the Uwa people in the border between Colombia and Venezuela to demand respect for the territory and culture. As part of the continental mobilization of indigenous communities that take place this October the 12th, the Uwa people in the border between Colombia and Venezuela affirmed their resistance to the extractive projects with several days of mobilizations. The mobilizations will take place from October the 12th through the 13th as part of an armed strike in Cubara municipality in Boyaca department. Uwa's town council has decided that the slogan of this day is the non-exploitation of any natural resources and the respect for their ancestral territories. Ildebrando Vélez of Friends of the Earth International is in the Uwa territory as part of the delegation of Colombian and international organizations that joined the Uwa call. He told Real World Radio about the difficulties to access the territory as well as to carry out the mobilization, since the access by land is not possible. The member of Sensata Guaviva, Friends of the Earth Colombia, also explained that the armed strike implies a ban on the guerrilla forces operating in the region to use of paths and roads, something which hinders the supply of staples. Beru Tegria, leader of the Council of Uwa, said the communities aim to strengthen planet Earth, and for this reason, we are making a visible action in our territories to say that we have to mobilize to stay alive. Oil extraction projects on the one hand, and hydroelectric installations and ecotourism on the other, are the plans of Álvaro Uribe's administrations for the Uwa region, Beru Tegria said.
You're listening to Real World News.